Hi, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about the felines.
Cats.
We're feline catty this week.
Yeah.
That's fun, Eddie.
Yeah, job. I think like also maybe like some spirit cats or spirit creatures
The whole tamale.
Yeah.
On cats.
Which, yeah, that includes a lot of things.
Okay, so it's definitely the whole enchilada, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. The whole tamale.
But why is it... Wait, are you saying it's either or?
Yeah, sure, I don't care.
The whole burrito. The whole Mexi-melt.
Uh-huh. But why? Why is it the whole enchilada even?
Donovan doesn't know.
What do you guys think? It's not like an enchilada has that much stuff in it, even.
Sometimes it will. A lot of cheese.
It's got sauce.
At least a few layers of tortillas. Some sort of meat.
I mean, it's fun to say.
Yeah, the whole enchilada. There's less going on in a tamale, though. It's just masa and pepper, right?
Yeah.
And then the corn husk.
Do you think it's a similar phrase to everything but the kitchen sink?
No.
I think it's definitely like a Tex-Mex phrase.
You do?
Probably born in the Southwest, yeah.
That's funny.
The whole enchilada.
Oh, now that you said that sounded like an Australian.
Oh, I was like, who'd never had California. An enchilada.
That's the whole blooming onion.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole California burrito, bruh.
All I can think about is how much I love Mexican food now.
Yeah, I know. Burritos.
We've been listening, Eddie and I and the children have been listening to a song about breakfast burritos.
Oh, wow.
I think, play
it for sure.
Okay.
Yum.
Going to Taco Tuesday at Tlaloc.
Oh, yeah.
This week I found out I could get the lingua in my crunchy taco.
Yum, yum.
It was very good.
I bet.
Do you guys hear this?
Mm-hmm.
This is the breakfast burrito song.
You sing yum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, so good, right?
I hate this so much.
The kids love it. Like, request it every day.
What the?
You fill up my tummy with hugs.
Yeah, this is...
There's a good line in here.
Who wrote this?
I think this is one of those like YouTube sensations.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's like something that's like...
Is it? But is it for kids? What's the
definitely
video?
For kids. The video is a animated burrito dancing.
Well,
yes.
A breakfast burrito. You can see the eggs. It's got, like, eggs that are blonde hair.
They know about hamster dance?
They did know about it.
I'm just
and
so...
And
hold on,
it
listen
off.
To this part. So
no, I'm talking about the girls. Do the girls know about hamster dance?
Oh, no.
I feel like that's profound. They should call a regular burrito a nighttime breakfast burrito. That's my favorite part of the whole song. It goes on.
More yummy.
Yeah.
I am so upset right now.
You heard the whole enchilada of that
song.
How
many knives, Des?
Oh my God. Like a broken rusty blade.
The coveted one rusty blade.
Yeah, it's That's a
I like
Euro,
it.
Euro trash song.
It sounds like Euro trash.
Yeah, I'm just upset because I know that I'm going to have to listen to that kind of freaking garbage. No,
how do you feel about Aqua?
It'll be different.
I like Aqua.
Well, then maybe you should just turn your kids on to Aqua because it's a little bit better than that.
It is a little bit better.
What was the other one that's like that? The
Toy Box. There's a band that's a lot.
The Donuts one?
Gummy Bear song.
Oh, Gummy Bear.
Oh, yeah. My boss showed me the Gummy Bear song.
I'm a Gummy Bear.
Yeah. There's like in very many languages.
Oh, okay.
It's just as bad.
I can't. I mean, I can't control what they listen to.
I kind of like the Breakfast Burrito one. It's fresh. It's new. Like
Gummy It sounds very new.
I've been played out of Gummy Bear, and this is.
You guys going to buy some Kids Bop CDs?
No. We're pretty good with,
I have
like,
one CD that they like.
Movie soundtracks they're pretty into.
That I can sort of stand.
As long as it's not a musical.
Yeah. Well, I like musicals.
I feel like
last year at this time we were still rocking the Trolls soundtrack.
Yeah, you were for
sure. And now like Moana soundtrack's kind of on its way out. Like we transitioned to that and played it
hard. Time for a new musical.
Yeah, so we need to...
You should get them on that old...
They're into Coco, but the soundtrack's kind of weak for Coco.
It is.
Four different renditions of Remember Me.
Yeah.
Do they like traditional animation, or are they just like, this is boring?
Good question.
She loves traditional animation.
Yeah, we had a week where we were watching all the old Disney...
Mickey
Mouse stuff.
And the Big Bad Wolf, remember?
Just have the songs from the Robin Hood, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that around, but,
definitely.
That's a... good, easy listen, I feel.
I don't know. If they like Breakfast Burrito, it brings them joy, and it's nice to see.
It's just, that's the meow, meow.
No, I think for me, I'm just sad because I know I'm going to...
tolerate it.
Yeah, and I hate it. I just, but I'm not going to tell him I hate it. I'm just going to privately hate the song.
Do you feel like your hate of it is a choice, or you have no choice in hating it?
Oh, it's just, I respond to that song in a negative way.
It's a trade-off, though. Like, they behave better, and maybe they're behaving.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be happy with them enjoying whatever they enjoy. I just I hate that freaking song.
Breakfast Burrito won't be around for that long. And these songs are like...
Breakfast Burrito is a flash in the pan,
for
sure.
Yeah, it's a flavor of the week. It'll be gone by next year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. There'll be something even more annoying in its place. I prefer Gummy Bear to that, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know. Maybe I don't relate very well because I just don't find any sound like that grating. Like... People always talk about how the kids' toys like really bother them, and I just don't even care.
It does get repetitive, I feel.
Yeah, I turn the sound off of a lot of the
sound-making toys. Other than like Meadowlark whining, that is very grating. But like everything else is fine.
What if that was one of the sounds of a toy?
Some of those sounds from those toys I had from my childhood are like ingrained in my mind too. I'll hear them for the rest of my life just because I heard them so much when I was a kid. I had like a little gun that would like make all the sounds like this.
Pew, pew, pew.
But there's like a whole set of patterns, like sounds that they make.
I found a method that I didn't know, but if you take like clear packing tape and put it over the speaker, it dampens the like loudness of the toy by like half. Like
that's
it,
nice.
You should do it from the inside so they can't peel it off. Crack it open and put the packing tape from the inside.
Savvy hasn't even found it yet, and she's like the most likely to find it. So
what are you talking about? What did you put it on?
I put it on the birthday cake thing because that was way too loud. And like you could play that in the playroom right now and you'd hear it like clearly in this room. It was like right around that thousand
decibels.
Oh. 1,000 hertz frequency, like that sound that's like here, I can
note.
You want me to do it to us?
No, don't.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll turn up our thousands. And it's right in here. Like this, like
That sounds kind of nice.
It's like a mid-frequency. That's so like no, this right here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear how I sound right now?
Yeah. Tinny, I like it.
Like the tinniness of my... Meow. You can have it. Me and Dr. Shark.
This is,
yeah, I, or feel like I guess we're going it's on me,
moon,
you.
We should keep this for the rest of our moon mission.
Doesn't? Yeah, it kind of sounds like we're talking through...
A walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even hear myself. Am I already down here? Is that...
Oh, ooh, there, now nice.
Like now that. It sounds like we're in the jungle.
You might not... You might not exist. You might not exist on that frequency.
I didn't exist in that world.
Yeah, I don't think... So, let me talk about this internet comment. We got a... I made this YouTube video
is
a long
time ago.
Is it
Dank Sandy's?
No, it was the Juan Catch Minion, the...
I kind of, that kind of sounds
familiar.
Oh, yeah, the rest.
Which
yeah,
one is
the
it?
The Wikimentary
where he
read thing?
The Rick, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, so I just randomly, like, clicked on a Wikipedia article and made a documentary out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess people liked it. Like, so 1 year ago, Gary Souza commented, started good. Ended stupid.
That's
which
nice.
I thought that was cool. Like, right? Like,
okay. What's
I think
the,
I had, hope that's on my headstone.
Let's hear that.
That's pretty funny. You should take that one on the circuit.
Take
wait, right. That was the mean comment?
Maybe I'll write it down.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
I want to hear the mean comment.
Okay, so 6 days ago, somebody commented, and it's. It's not so much a mean comment at first, but
well, let's hear
you'll hear the whole story. So 6 days ago, well, 7 days ago, the comment from MP commented, Furpo, not Fearpo. And that's just, I guess, in reference to how I pronounced Pampiro Fearpo.
Oh, okay.
Like I said Fearpo instead of Furpo. And then 6 days ago, he edited his comment.
Jeez, he's really thinking about it.
Right, yeah. So I
maybe
think
it's Furpo himself.
And then the edit says, edit. Okay, now I realize pea-brained idiots put this together. Sorry I bothered.
How many more times did he watch it?
And he's bothering to go back
no,
and edit his comments?
I
wow.
I love it. This guy has some shit to get off his chest. Like, he
yeah,
he thought about God. It. He thought about it, and he's like, wait a second. I'm not, like, I'm mad, but why should I be mad? Because more than one idiot put this together.
Yeah. So,
I wonder what made him realize that.
I'm not one to, like, comment on, like...
You responded?
Flame war things. So I thumbsed up his comment with the edit and everything. And I thumbsed up the other comment, too. Because, like, I should be more active on this stuff. And then I just replied, like, smiley face. And then this, this how to pronounce names video from YouTube.
Filippo.
Yeah, so that's all.
Filippo. That's kind of a complex
he hasn't
pronouncement.
Yet. Well, it's Argentinian.
Okay.
Firpo,
buddy.
Yeah, it's Firpo.
Hey, yo, it's Firpo, jackass.
Hey, y'all, it's Firpo. Get your shit straight. Anyway.
Wait. It's a pea-brained idiot that put this together.
Yeah. So now, after, like, because I remember, like, going through this and, like, knowing that Juan Catch Minion was, like, Latin American.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, F-I-R-P-O, if you pronounce it as,
you should have
wait,
as a...
Juan Catch Minion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was either his... That was his real name or his wrestling... I think Pampiro what? Firpo is his...
Firpo is wrestling his. Name. Is it Firpo or Firpo?
It's Firpo.
Firpo.
F-I-R-P-O. Like, if you look at that as like a...
Firpo.
A Spanish word, it's
Firpo.
Like Firpo.
I can't roll my R's.
Firpo, pilgrim.
Well, yeah, it looks like that if you only speak English. But I think his career was, like, bigger in Argentina.
Are you talking about MP?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I definitely thought it through. And
well,
like,
yeah,
you'd
have to. I mean, you just got called a I thought it through. You got called a pea-brained idiot.
I think that,
plural.
And I think, I remember when I did it. I was pea-brained then still.
I figured out what MP stands for. And yeah. I believe it to be masturbating primate.
Ooh. Oh, I was thinking mispronunciation.
Oh.
So it's a girl.
Yeah.
Not Mr. Pronunciation.
Her image is
I think that she wouldn't have been so harsh on Eddie.
Why not?
Mispronunciation wouldn't have been?
Well, I am in this video. You can see me in it clearly.
You know, oh, no.
Do you...
You should have worn... You should have...
Wait, I feel like this guy was really let down.
Here's me saying Fearpo, though. I do. The terrible. The missing link. The great... Here's me. I do say it, like, really American, like, Fearpo. Fearpo.
That's nice.
Yeah, this is the video.
But you're a musician, of course. It would be nice.
Holy. Hannah.
Me. You.
If you're tuning into the... broadcast before
live stream. Yeah.
Catchminian, better known as Pampiro Fearpo, is a retired.
So I could hear him like
Pampiro.
Pampiro.
Pampiro Fearpo.
Are you sure, Pampiro Fearpo?
Pampiro.
So I get it. Like,
that's the name I'm gonna put on all of my like takeout orders from now on. Pampiro Fearpo.
What
can you please repeat yourself? Yeah. Pampiro Fearpo.
Fearpo.
That's how you rent hotel rooms.
Yeah.
But there's like a pretty established online wrestling community, right? Like people that...
So do you think... Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I think this person was watching videos about wrestling.
Yeah.
And mine just came up.
He probably looked up Watch Juan Catchminian because like he's maybe related.
Well,
wanted some more...
Juan Catchminian's claim to fame was... popularizing, ooh yeah,
ooh,
so
yeah.
It could have come from Randy Savage.
Like, wait, I thought that.
Oh,
was
the
comment. Kool Aid Man.
No, that's Savage. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Step into a Slim Jim. Ooh yeah.
Ooh yeah, brother.
You've never seen that.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh yeah.
Is it step snap,
snap
into a Slim?
Snap.
You don't step into
a Slim Jim.
And I was thinking a Slim Jim.
And it sounds like he's
really
breaking a balsa wood bat over his knee when he bites into it.
Yeah. I don't want my Slim Jim to be that crunchy.
Have you ever noticed that Slim Jims have wood grain on them? It's a little strange.
Yeah, they do. They have like some sort of texture.
I love the texture of a Slim Jim.
I do too, especially when they're a little dry. I do like a dry Slim Jim.
We were talking about Red Vines last week.
Oh, you were? I like Red Vines too. Ooh, what about a Slim Jim stuffed into a Red Vine?
That's something else.
Yeah, we didn't bring that up.
I like the Tabasco.
Me too.
Red
the
vines.
Green Tabasco.
The green Tabasco red vines.
Uh-huh.
So this is like join us for our weekly topic of red vines.
Yeah.
Snacks. Yeah.
We should have a little snack corner.
Speaking of snacks, Donovan showed me some fat docs.
Oh yeah, we've been on those fat docs.
Yeah.
Well, me and Carl first started watching Fat Docs a while back.
You were telling us about
then those. I showed Desi some Fat Docs and
It got me
so what are
interested.
Some names of the Fat Docs?
65 Stone Carl.
No, not of the people.
Oh, that was one that I watched without you, Desi. And this guy
65 Stone?
No, yeah, he was 910 pounds. He was 65 Stone Carl. He couldn't get out of bed. He just laid in bed. He literally looked like a sea creature. It was
good night, sea creatures floating in the waves.
It was really hard to watch. It was
it's hard to hear about.
I
can't handle it.
Yeah, no, Meg got she gets squirrely when you talk about fat.
There was
people.
She gets wild eyed, fight or flight.
She doesn't know what to do.
There was a rebroadcast of a This American Life this week, and it had a guy who cleans up like crime scenes, like the guy in Pulp Fiction. You've seen the guy who speeds in and cleans up the brains or whatever. And he was talking about most of his he saw that scene and that's how he became this person.
Nice.
But
what?
He
was like, oh, that's a job. I want to do that.
Yeah. Which is weird, but
I think in that movie though, he just tows the car away. He cleans up, I guess.
He gives them like a spray.
Really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy on this the rebroadcast of This American Life was saying that most of his cleanups are like suicides and then like kind of just people who die in their apartments, like the fat guy.
Yeah.
Like 65 stone.
Well, girl. He had a bunch of friends.
Oh, he did.
That was actually part of the documentary.
That's good.
Some people who didn't want to appear on camera.
Oh, yeah. Blurred their face.
Their faces were blurred. All these are British, by the way. The name of the series is Oversized.
Well, Stone.
Supersized.
Or Supersized. That's right. Supersized.
Well, when you measure in stone.
Anyways, so he had friends over, and they were cooking in the other room. And, like, they brought him in a plate. And he's like, well, is there any more? And, like, he kept asking until they brought in the whole casserole dish. And, like, they weren't able to eat any. Because, nice. Like, he just was like, no, I need all of it. Sorry.
Whoa.
With friends like that.
What, were his friends overweight as well?
No, they were...
They're all normal-sized humans?
And it was just like a big thing of pasta. It looked like just pasta and like cheese and sauce. And he...
It's baffling.
The whole enchilada.
It's the whole tamale.
The whole tamale.
The whole casserole.
Anyways, Desi, did you want to talk about the other ones we watched or how you felt about them?
Sure. I just felt a lot of different things. You know, I felt like what was really important was their attitude. I didn't like the ones who felt like it was a disability that should be funded by the state. That was really rough to watch.
Hmm.
You know, like this one woman, Eddie, I told Meg this last night, this one woman who wasn't even all that fat, frankly. I mean, she could walk.
So, yeah, well, supposedly she had, like, fibromyalgia, and she also had Othello complex, she kept saying.
Okay, but Othello complex just means you're insanely jealous. You just think your partner's cheating
on you. Wait, that's what that means?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's what that means.
I have the disability of being insanely jealous.
Yes, and she and her husband is her caretaker, and they both get paid
by the state
for
being fat.
Her fat, yeah.
They remodeled her bathroom as well as her.
They're
kitchen.
Gamers. They
they play Xbox.
They have like multiple gaming systems.
Okay, and
wait,
then
the husband remodeled it.
No. The
no,
state did.
The state did.
The state came nice. In.
No, we're it's like, not nice, just, Eddie.
Sorry. Oh, that was nice of them to do that.
It's not. It's totally.
It's enabling.
Yeah, it's not nice of them to do that.
Okay, so my question to this was, when they are in their second life, are they fat avatars?
Yes. That's Whoa. What.
That's the real question.
And I like that question a lot. And I didn't know the answer.
I've seen stuff like this. I watched a documentary about the actual game Second Life, which is supposed to just be a simulation of life in like an ideal world.
Yes.
And there was a lady who designed clothes on that, and she like was overweight because that's what she did, was sit on her computer more or less all day and design clothes for it. And her avatar was like nice and like figured, and like that was a few other people on that as well, like they more had their figure in their mind rather
that
than
they wanted
their actual.
Right. See, I mean, that's what I would assume
I'd be so into people having fat avatars, though. Like
fat avatar.
My name's Fat Avatar.
We also watched one about fat models.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I thought I watched that with you.
No.
I guess I've seen them all.
Like, how fat are the models?
They're pretty. I think that they were like around 32 stones.
It's a fetish, you know.
Oh, wow.
32?
No.
Dang.
Is that like 400 pounds?
There's 14 pounds of stone.
They need a forklift to get around.
You should go outside their house and ask them that, Eddie.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'd just...
You just see a forklift driving into the Dollar General.
I really wish we could take this out of stones and put it in newtons or, you know, pounds or kilograms, something I am familiar with. Stones.
Yeah. Yeah. 14. Times it by 14.
No. You do that.
I think a theater right there.
Do that for me.
Well, in any case, 32 stone is still huge, and
if 64 stone Carl was 910 pounds, then 32 stone Carla
450
is 450 pounds.
So what?
The math checks out, I think.
Okay.
She probably has to have a dolly of some kind, though. Like 450. I guess you can walk around.
They
I've
do.
Seen 300-pound people walk
the
around.
The only one that I've seen that was not mobile was 65 stone Carl.
Oh, okay.
Well, I feel like, what's her name? Gamer Othello, Mrs. Othello. She was like under 300.
What? No. 300.
Yeah, she
stone.
Was.
I bet she.
She was under 300 pounds.
She had her husband use a lie detector test to see if he was attracted to Mel B.
Yeah, like a picture of Mel B that they saw on the tabloid at the store.
The when Spice
it,
Girl?
Yeah.
Because it was the first time she'd actually been out of her house and to the corner store in 8 months, and she immediately became
also,
jealous of her boyfriend.
The sexiest British person alive, right?
Mel B?
Yeah.
Was she sporty?
Scary.
Oh,
almost
scary.
Called her spicy.
Spicy.
Spice.
Scary Spice, Mel B. Yeah, well, I don't know. I know you can be fat and fit, but if you're fat and not fit, I don't care for people, you know, the government paying for you to survive.
Right, for your bathroom.
For just
to not work. So you don't work.
Handicapped.
Yeah, these people don't work. You know, it's like wild to me. Like this woman, she could work for sure.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you don't even have to go anywhere to work anymore, you know?
That's true.
Like, why can't you work from home? You can play video games all day.
Yeah, you could sell clothes in Second Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Or she could sell marijuana.
Right.
Yeah. Get a job.
Sell marijuana, for God's sakes.
They just have to leave the house. They just come to the house.
There's a limited job market for that.
For people
who
can't
exist.
Well, there's a limited job market, period. So.
Oof. Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't know. It riled me up.
Kevin Smith lost a lot of weight. Did you see that?
Yeah, he made that,
no.
that
he
document
a and then he got a
that said that was called Too Fat for 40.
See, when he was fat, he was making movies.
Wait, what happened to Too
fat
for 40?
And now he's not fat.
He was too fat that he had to pay for two seats on a flight.
Okay.
So then he decided to make a documentary about like him being overweight, and it was called Too Fat for 40.
Okay.
But he had a really bad heart attack.
I think I watched half of it.
And then he lost like hundreds of pounds, I assume.
How many stones, though?
That's a good question.
Probably 12.
20 stones.
Yeah.
I bet 12.
It's
yeah,
20
stones
is a lot. It's probably how they feel about our mile and like.
Yeah, that it makes no sense.
Foot? They're like,
yeah.
What's a foot?
Yeah, what's a foot?
Wait, what is it? Yeah, I don't. What weight is more weird than?
Yeah, it's strange because
distance.
in the European Union they use kilograms when
yeah.
they talk about how
I like kilograms.
Weigh.
Those
but
are great.
That's a unit of mass. It's not a unit of weight.
True.
Like they should be measured in newtons, but I think they use the more favorable and the one that can compare most closely. Like you're looking for a number, and you want your number to be less or around the same number as everyone else.
But okay, stone is really imprecise. What's the? Is there a smaller designation than stone? There's got to be.
Not that they discussed.
Okay.
Well,
because
a pound is smaller.
Well, it's 1/14. So it's like if you're gonna
and
say
then,
how much you weigh, you're not gonna say like how much you weigh within 14
and
pounds.
Then smaller than a pound is a slug.
Well, yeah, she's right that they do it in stones, which is 14 pounds. But I mean. I didn't hear him say like 32.6 stones.
Yeah.
No,
it's right.
It's just a general.
I think it's
yeah,
in the imperial
I mean,
system.
I
like
think
stones
I,
are pounds.
Probably one reason they yeah. use that is just to emphasize
how large
these
they
people
are.
Need a different measuring tape to even.
But I'm only 2 stone, mommy.
that was
okay.
A 2-year-old impression.
Yeah.
So
that kid's around 2 stones.
Like So, sounds Stones, like think, we are... should talk about cats now, yeah. Which, you know, about a big cat would be one stone.
Yeah.
If you Google stones,
I've got
yeah,
a one stone the cat. Stones.
There's a stone, I don't. Stone Tootie's, cat out on the porch.
Tootie's probably half a stone.
Yeah.
I think a little she's more than 7 pounds. I think she's probably, a little... you got a 10-pound cat.
No. Definitely. Okay. I bet she's like you, eight as much as a gallon and a half. Of milk? I bet she's 8.5 pounds, Tootie.
I think she weighs more than a gallon of milk.
8.5 pound Tootie.
Well, how much does a gallon of milk weigh?
8 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 8.5 pound Tootie.
She weighs a half pound more than a gallon of milk.
Eight yeah, and a half pound Tootie lounges about the house all day.
She needs to like sell weed or something.
Yeah.
You'll see she can barely fit through the cat door here.
Tootie's pretty fat.
That was really good, Donovan. Tootie is not really fat.
I think she's pretty like rotund.
She's
like,
chubby. She's super active.
She's round looking there.
Yeah,
she has dense bones.
She doesn't. I think she has really light bones and she's fluffy. Little chub, but she works her butt off all day.
Cats often will.
I love about wait, Tootie.
She is not taking that government cheese.
No way. She'd be pissed.
She doesn't even like cheese.
She'd
bet.
Be mad if the government tried to give my cat money. She would definitely swipe.
She'd tear it up.
She would. She would bat it away.
She doesn't want that government check.
Mm. Yeah, she is not she doesn't take handouts
lightly
at all.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah,
she
no. Even,
she has two damn dogs cutting in on her profits and she still does. Stays ahead.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so cats. I think I have a cat that weighs half a stone.
Yeah.
Less than she's probably like 6 pounds, Aleza.
I don't think so.
Six pounds, Aleza. I think cats, I've seen the documentary.
I think
she just walks through in a circle.
I think cats have to weigh at least 8 pounds. Like eight seems to be the minimum amount
of a cat.
That's what they measure, like cat food cans. Because I've started to get the wet foods.
Yeah,
and it's like for an 8 pound cat. They need two of these per day, like a regular.
Okay, but she's definitely
cat.
she's on the smaller side of
yeah.
Cats.
Oh yeah, yeah, I agree. But six sounds like I don't know,
a kid.
Yeah, maybe too small.
Okay,
a too kid? Small. I bet she's like 7.75.
She's quite light.
She's light.
And here but she is. Let's
but she's, I honestly, she's like, I have along. Not seen her in like 2 weeks.
She's going to be on her back legs. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
She's a little bit young.
Where's Aleza?
She has been hanging out upstairs, like eating bubble wrap for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So she's obsessed with this like bubble wrap that came in a.
No wonder she's package. 6 pounds.
And I tried to hide the bubble wrap from her in various locations around. The upstairs because I want to keep it mm-hmm. so I can pack
sure,
it like,
yeah.
for Christmas. I'm going to like, send presents and I want to use the bubble wrap again. And then eventually I was like, okay, this bubble wrap is like shot to shit because she's like eaten every corner of it. And I just like shoved it in a trash can and put it on my desk. And then she knocked the trash can off of my desk and like pulled all of the bubble wrap out. And then it's like, it's everywhere upstairs. Like she loves this bubble wrap.
That's
and
really
now,
cute.
Yeah, now I don't want to take it away from
she's
her.
She's always liked eating plastic.
Yeah. She has you can I can vouch for that. She's a real plastic
eater.
Oh,
that's so cute.
But another thing she does is at night, when everyone's asleep, she starts like howling, like kind of like
meow.
No, it's kind of like
no, it's me you, isn't it?
Could you imitate right. the sound again, Eddie?
Me you.
Me you.
It's more of a
how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is
oh,
right.
That is good. That's Dr. Sharp's Aleza game's on point. And it sounds like there's a ghost cat haunting our entire like house because she's upstairs in the most like reverb-centric location in the entire house, and she has like this, like Evita opera theater.
Oh,
that
yeah,
she's,
yeah.
Like, projecting out to, and it's like this like weird like resonance that comes with.
She's
her.
The organ up there.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
Sometimes when Rio cries, he sounds just like a cat.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes she sounds human. And I'm like,
which
one of babies?
Which kid is
yeah.
that?
Like, we gotta go, like,
and aren't you excited when you find out
it's
the cat?
So great when it's the cat. It's,
you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's the cat. It's
the best.
I love it. So,
they say that they actually learn to, like, they evolutionary, they do
imitate
that cry
babies,
to imitate
right?
babies, exactly.
Really? I've never heard that.
I've heard that.
But it is strikingly similar, so that makes sense.
Let me ask each of you, what is your historical relationship with cats?
For me, I grew up, we had a dog. And then when I... I was never really into cats. I was always like, I'm a dog person. I think I'm a dog person. I'm sure of it. And then when I got to be in my 20s, I had this girlfriend and we found a cat. And then that was our cat. And I was like, oh, I'm into cats now.
What was that cat's name?
That cat's name was Delwood. Because we found him on Delwood Avenue.
That's cute.
Oh. And he was kind of a rascal. Oh. And then I adopted...
9-pound Delwood or...
Yeah, he was about 9 pounds. He was a kitten when we found him. But he grew up and... was a good, like, long-haired orange
great.
Cat.
Oh, best.
That's,
orange cats
yeah.
are the
orange
best.
Orange cat, that might be my next cat.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And then I had Donner and Eliza. I adopted them when they were, like, 6 months old and then kept them.
So cute.
Yeah. So that's
it.
My cat story. But I, you know, Metalark talks about getting a dog a lot and Safi's
don't do
really
it.
Into dogs.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
Metalark is just
she,
not going to take care of
yeah,
an
yeah. I just, I don't.
She does not want a dog.
No,
I
she
also don't
win.
Think
she
I'm going to take care
Safi
of
it. Does. She, Safi totally
yeah,
wants a
Metalark
dog.
Has Tia's dogs. That's enough dogs
yeah,
for Metalark.
Yeah.
No one, they're on their way with the old, you know, dinosaur.
I'm even thinking like a new
Jesus.
Wait,
Donovan.
What?
Dogs are going extinct according
well, I'm
to talking
like with my like dedication to the cats and like how much like of myself I put into them. I'm thinking like a new cat's going to be so much work. And, like, if I have that mentality, I'm not ready for a dog. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
If I think a new cat's going to be hard, like, I'm
no.
not.
Yeah.
I am
it's incomparable.
No
yeah.
Not
it's
ready
incomparable.
For a dog.
Plus,
you
especially
to, like,
with, you already have, like, two kids. Adding a dog to the mix would
just. You
have
to actively
yeah.
love a
no.
dog.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
But I was thinking another dude in the house could be nice. Maybe some testosterone.
Get a little
tomcat?
Orange little boy Tom. Cat. Little orange tomcat.
Call it Tom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Call it, what's that Tomas. Wrestler's name again?
Speedy Gonzalez?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't
wrestler.
Know
the
oh, Pampira Fierpo.
Yeah, call it that.
Pampira Fierpo.
Fierpo.
Furpo.
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 Yeah, it's Furpo.
Oh, because it has fur.
Yeah.
But F-I-R like a fur tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Furpo.
Furpo.
And we'll make that distinction.
Yeah. Perfect.
I
okay.
wouldn't recommend getting long hair, though, because it will shed a lot and it's
messy.
Yeah, yeah messy. Short. Let's get a creamsicle.
Oh, I forgot about Princess. I like completely overlooked your
cat
history.
Oh, you
your
don't
cat
have
history.
You don't have to. Well,
yeah, don't infringe upon
Meg
my
will
history.
Do it. It's Meg's turn now.
We do have overlapping cat history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I had Bing Bong and Chopper, and I don't remember Chopper very well. Bing Bong was just like no interest in me, and she stayed outside and had a really matted fur, and then my mom hit her with a car, I think is how she met her demise. But she was
Jesus.
Like 20 years old by then. She was really old.
So it was a mercy killing
yeah
show.
Yes.
I remember specifically I was on a really cool field trip at the time. We were going to the it's like the Museum of Science and Industry or something in San Francisco. So it was like a big deal for our third grade like
oh, yeah.
trip to go all the way to San Francisco and go to this museum. And when I got back, Bing Bong had died.
R.I.P. BB.
I think it was sad because it was like the first thing I had been so familiar with that died. Then when I, after college, when I moved in with my friend Ricky, he had this cat. He had two cats, Mr. Oatmeal and Tequila, who he still has. But I really liked Tequila. So that was like turned me on to cats.
Tequila is super cute.
Yeah, she was just rambunctious. And, you know, I was in my room alone a lot. And so I had this cat to be my companion. So, and then Princess came knocking.
Were Tequila and Mr. Oatmeal related?
No.
They looked similar, though, right? They were like
striped. They're both gray, mm-hmm. striped.
They look kind of like Tootie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tequila and Tootie are pretty similar.
Oh, totally. They're both kind of short bodies with... Yeah.
Chubby,
yeah,
tiny mid-section. Feet. They're not that long. Tail. They're shorter. Yeah.
Picture a stone, like a stone that you would find on the ocean shore,
like good jumpers.
Oh,
no, he's not so high.
No, Tootie's.
Oh, maybe
Tootie
not a good
actually
jumper.
Climbed a tree recently, and I was shocked out of my mind. Okay. I was like, "Wow, I didn't know you could
get
do
down,
that."
Tootie.
No, yeah. I was just like, yeah, "Go, no, Tootie, that's awesome."
Higher.
Yeah, you're trying to get her to run it off.
It's a cute body type, though, the short.
Oh, it's so cute.
Short cat.
I call it a plumpkin body type. Which
oh, I like that.
Like a pumpkin.
Yeah, but yeah. A plumpkin. I've said
like
my daughter, Seychata, is a plumpkin.
Oh, that's cute when you were...
It's so cute.
I was going to talk about, like, possums, though, like the possum shape, where it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Like the tail's really thin, and then the body's really fat.
Chubby.
And then it tapers back down for the...
Yeah. You don't want any
gross
yeah.
little face. That
I love. I love that little face. I'm
the
a possum
face.
Lover. Yeah.
Wait.
Love
possum,
a possum face.
Are possum and armadillo family?
No.
They
look similar to me.
I recently learned that I think they're from South America. They're a transplant from South
the
America.
Arms?
The arms. No, the possum.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a marsupial.
That's where they come
is
from.
A,
South America.
And an armadillo isn't.
Is it the only marsupial that's on
the
like?
It's the
American
only North American marsupial.
Oh,
and that would make sense because it was. I watched a documentary about marsupials recently. And
oh, cool!
That was where.
Are armadillos related to porcupines?
What the?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so though.
Because they have the. Is it called chitin? Is that what the
chitin? Chitin shells.
Because is that
which is basically like their fur.
But isn't porcupines also chitin?
I don't know.
I think the porcupine might be related to the pangolin.
Oh, right.
No. No. The armadillo is related to a pangolin.
Okay. That's
pangolin.
Also what the antelope's right. horns are made out of. That same thing.
Okay. Let's really get
yeah, back
to cats,
yeah.
though, right. please.
Oh, okay. So Princess, Desi and I were living in Athens, and I feel like I wasn't even home when she showed up. I felt like it was over... New Year's or something.
Yeah, I agree.
But then we started feeding her, and then you had Stanley already.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll take Princess when I moved out.
Yeah.
And it was really cute because...
it was really hard to get her out of that house too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was terrified of everything. But so we lived with her and Donovan Aleza, and she had like a crush on Donovan.
Oh, I forgot.
But
about
like
that.
Hated Aleza. Like
Donovan, little Prinny.
Donovan would like come around and she'd like bat come her out. Eyelashes and like roll on her belly and like
she would
yeah. yeah she really like pined for him in the beginning and he just gave her no time of day.
And then Aleza would come out and she'd be like
yeah Aleza would like try to play with her and she'd just be like get away from me.
I forgot all about their
that's dynamic. Adorable. Donovan, what about you with cats?
The first cat that my family had was actually before I was born. It was named Princess Diana.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I think it was the same year.
Cute.
That...
That's not cute. That's... I don't know what that is.
That's weird.
So
it was after Princess Diana was married.
Yeah, I think they got the cat the same year that marriage happened.
So what did the cat
before
look like?
You were born somehow?
It was a like a white cat with like a gray tail and kind of like gray colorings.
Okay.
I kind of don't remember that well. I think it's probably Siamese.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And we had that cat for a long time and then it finally croaked in the neighbor's yard and we buried it before my sister got home because it was her cat. Princess Diana.
Wait, like before she got home from school, or like she was after
college?
She was
older than that, actually. I think that it was post high school. She was at her job, and the cat finally died. So that cat was probably 17 or 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
Very old cat.
That's long for a cat.
And then when I moved to Flagstaff, shortly thereafter, I got a cat homegirl. And she was a great cat. She gave birth to a litter of kittens, some of which still live in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're all still around.
Have your pets spayed or neutered?
Yeah, please do. That should have been done immediately. Because the first time she got out, we put a little red bandana around her neck. And somehow she got out and got knocked up immediately. And she was so young. She must have been like an 8-month-old cat.
Oh, wow.
And what's the...
So were you there for the birth giving?
Yeah, we showed up. And she was like behind my
a curtain.
In the hospital. And the doctor was like, come on, come on. She's about ready.
That's that cigar.
She was behind my roommate's desk, laying on top of a trash bag, which was awesome.
Convenient.
Very convenient. She gave birth to these kittens on top of this trash bag. And then I was luckily able to give them all away. And then I moved just like a few blocks away, but it was across a pretty busy intersection. And I tried to move with her, and she kept running back to that same area. So she lived in an alleyway for about 6 months. And then luckily a nice lesbian couple adopted her.
Oh.
And
took her far away?
No, she still lived in the neighborhood as recently as like 4 years ago.
Oh, nice.
So you could never get her to follow you? So she...
Yeah,
just...
I would take her to my new house, and she would immediately get out and go run. And I
took her? Christy and Aaron?
No, someone I've never met.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
don't they only be pregnant for like 2 or 3 months or something? Like,
it's a very short gestation period.
Okay. What were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask, was it super messy? And was it traumatic for her when she had the babies?
I remember her chewing the actual umbilical cords off of them.
And that's good that you let her do that.
Yeah. We were just aghast.
You weren't intervening.
And then she raised those kittens in my room, which was cool because it was my
awesome.
Cat. Like, she would sleep on my back every night. Like,
so
every
did
night
all
I'd
the
sleep.
Did all the kittens survive?
There was one that didn't survive. Oh man, I can't remember his name now, but we named him after a Phoenix Sun who never got any game time except for when they were really winning. They would bring this guy out on the court, and everybody in the cheers stand his cheer because they knew that was when the Suns were whipping ass. It was Pat something. I don't remember the last name, but we named the one that didn't survive. And we put it in a watch box and buried it in the garden.
Oh, that must have been tiny.
Yeah, it was a small
kittens
one.
Are really
it was the
small.
Runt. And there was like 8 of them. So
oh,
like,
that's
this
a
was,
lot, yeah.
Yeah, this was the 9th one.
That's a good survival rate.
Yeah, way to go,
and it was
Homegirl.
Tiny compared to the others, too.
Homegirl was part Siamese, wasn't
she?
She
was full Siamese and pretty neurotic. And then later on, I got another cat, Little Black, who was the apple of my eye for a while, but lost him in a custody battle. He now lives in Sierra Vista.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great cat. I feel like that was when I learned to train cats. But I've always been a big fan. One of my earliest memories is Princess Diana batting at my head as I was going underneath the porch of my parents' house. It was pre-4 years old because we moved from that house when I was 4. But I remember going under the porch and her batting at my head as I was trying to go under the porch.
Yeah, that's a good memory.
Yeah, it was all right. And I don't know. I am very enamored with them. I feel like they have a great psychic connection, and that's why people keep them around.
Or
yeah,
you,
they're amazing.
Do you think they have control over us that we're not necessarily, what do you call that, consenting to?
Oh, yeah. No, I thought of that.
There's that one disease you can
get. Toxoplasmosis, but you have to be heavily exposed to cat feces for that to happen. Like, you have to be, smelling it and ingesting it, which, you know, may happen if they use their litter box and walk around the house, but...
Yeah.
Put their paws in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Their dirty little paws. So, I could see myself being really prone to that just because my life has been really flush with cats typically. Because we had like 7 cats when I was born.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, seven. My dad was.
They all come out with you?
I only knew about Mr. Big.
Well,
your father was a cat hoarder.
My dad like loved cats. Yeah, so
your father was a very psychic being.
Yeah,
he really loved cats, which adds to my theory of this.
Really loved cats, and we had like 7 cats, and then I didn't really know there was one cat named Mama Kitty.
Of course,
it's crazy how that cat name goes around a lot.
Yeah,
I've heard that
Mama
for
Kitty.
A lot of cats.
Well, and she was named that before I was born, and then when I was born, she would bring me dead birds into my crib.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, was she named that because she had other little kitties?
Yeah, named. What they only kept. She had a litter, and they kept 2 of them named Fish and Fry.
With a PH.
Yeah. No,
Fish Fry.
No, just Fish and Fry, which was weird because Fry is the name of a baby fish.
Okay, yeah.
So one of them's a baby fish and one of them's just a fish.
Well, no, they just had dinner at, they just had dinner at Captain D's or like Long John Silver's.
They did really like, they liked fried fish a lot. Mm-hmm. But my earliest memories of like hanging out with cats was we had Shirley Sue, which was the name that my grandfather wanted to name my dad if he was a girl.
He was a cat.
Apparently my grandfather was very disappointed that my dad was a boy.
Oh.
But he ended up naming, my dad named Shirley Sue, the cat. And then Pixie, who was a full-on Siamese cat. And she was a little intimidating, frankly.
Mm-hmm. My grandparents had one named Mittens, who was nuts.
Yeah, Siamese cats are really particular. And then a cat named Wacky I named like when I was when I was 3.
Kind of like
just
the
Wacky.
Animaniac.
Yeah.
Wacko? Was that the Animaniac?
Wait, was that Meat Wacky?
Yeah, Meat Wacky, big hand Meat Wacky, yes. And Wacky we got as a kitten, and she scared me because she stole my French fry from McDonald's. And I was like, oh my God, this cat's a nightmare. And she turned out to be great. But my favorite cat of all time was Lucy, who was a long-haired red cat and a girl.
It's
very affectionate.
Pretty uncommon, I've heard.
Very affectionate.
Orange cats to be female.
I know. It was.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're typically male. And she was like seriously the nicest cat I've ever met.
Nice.
Like, she cuddled so hard. That's why I was thinking like Meadowlark would love a cat that like cuddled up to her. You know?
And they always have little mustaches. They're just better looking animals than dogs.
Oh, agree. I mean.
Yeah.
I love my dogs.
They're fastidious.
And it's not even like I like Tootie more than the dogs, but there's times when, you know, it's just me and Tootie hanging out in the bed, and I'm like, I love this.
Does Tootie sleep with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was there, Tootie slept in the bed as well.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves to sleep in the bed. And now that the babies don't sleep in the bed anymore, she's pretty stoked.
Yeah.
She likes the babies, but... Like, the dogs love the babies.
I feel like Donovan really had a good intelligence with the babies, our babies. And it was really nice because it was like, he was like, okay, like, I could manage myself. Like, mm-hmm. I know they want me. So I'm going to give them a little taste of this.
I know
this.
They want to squeeze my skin really hard.
Yeah, and he, like, gave them a lot more leeway than he would an adult.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you're tuning into this podcast late, this is a tribute to Donner.
Well, we didn't even say that at all.
But yeah, but you said you used him in the past tense.
I did.
So I feel like it's obvious.
Also, you're wearing a cat on your shirt.
Got a cat on my shirt.
Oh, you are? Wait, what's the shirt?
The Strange Magic
shirt.
Oh,
right, right.
But why you have a cat on your shirt?
Is that what Meadowlark said to you today?
Not today, but...
Oh, just in general, she says that, like, about your shirt.
Why are you making that face? She says a lot to me.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That is. What do you say back?
Yeah. Because tell her what emotion that you're feeling that she's trying to read from you with that face.
I'm just waiting for you to stop pooping.
Yeah.
That's the face this is.
That's when you say, hurry, hurry. Hurry, hurry.
Chop, chop. But I do think when I got Donner...
Why are you making that face?
I think it does relate to, like, parenthood, because I never, like, had... I never had something to take care of and foster for and, like, be the main
Not even
caregiver.
A fiddler crab?
No. No, my brother had gerbils. And he also had a snake. I just never had, like, an animal that I was in charge of.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess you had a fiddler crab? Like, what?
Yeah, I had a fiddler crab. Yeah. I had a lot of animals. I had a horse I took care of.
Oh. And it died?
I mean, eventually, but not under my care. No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, I managed to keep her alive, though I was a child.
I like horses pretty well. I think I like horses better than dogs.
Do you like it when a cat sits on a horse's back?
I don't see that
too often, but
that happens?
Sure, I bet I'd like that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think horses and cats have a good relationship because horses are so emotional and they're not really, like, cerebral in any way.
They're really intuitive.
Yeah, they're so, like...
I've never really known a horse.
Yeah, they just... they can problem solve, but it's in this way that is different than, like, you know, I don't know. Linear. It's non-linear problem solving often. Whereas, like, I feel like cats would be, I feel like they learn from horses and vice versa. Like, they're a good partnership.
Good pair.
Yeah, they're a good partnership. Because cats can be heartless.
Do you think cats and horses go to the same heaven?
I don't believe in cat heaven.
Okay.
I was thinking about God the other day and, like, just how weird the whole God story is. Like, he made people sacrifice lambs to atone for their sins. And then he's like, okay, that's, like, not working out. I'm going to have a son, and then we're going to kill that guy, and then you'll never have to do it again. I just feel like that's a real big plot hole.
I think that's thoughtful.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't it seem... Maybe. It's wildly convenient.
But, I mean, couldn't he have...
Wait, so this one guy...
We're talking God, G-O-D.
No, talking Jesus. This one guy died and now we're fine, right?
Now nobody has to...
Long as we accept him as our Lord and Savior. If you don't do that, then the fires await.
Yeah, but then, like... You're not allowed to just kill. You're not allowed to kill lambs anymore. Like, you can't just, like, use the old way. Like, you gotta, like, switch to this new version.
Okay, let me ask you this:
it's like the phones.
How do you think cats feel about Jesus?
That's what I was getting at.
Okay,
like,
I think Jesus liked cats for sure.
How did cats feel about Jesus?
I think they think he's a sucker.
That's what I think.
They're like this guy.
They're like, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, get real. Life is harsh.
They would label Jesus as a tryhard.
You know, cats don't, like, roll their eyes, but they'll, like, look at something and then blink really slowly and then look the other way.
And oh, my God.
They turn around and then swish their tail.
Oh, okay, listen to this. My aunt saved this news article for me when I was up in, you know, the Northwest, that this woman who lived in some kind of communal living space, it sounded like, because she had, like, multiple roommates, and they all sounded pretty
new age.
Yeah, and, like, the headline was, like, woman gets cougar out of her home with psychic powers. So I guess she, like, strolled into her living room and found a big mountain lion laying behind her couch.
Yeah.
Sleeping behind her couch.
Naturally, as you
it
do.
Must have been, yeah. It must have been cold out or something.
Well, I think just the open airness of their living quarters, like, was like it sounds like it's kind of nested in the woods a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's just
heard
this
of open floor plan.
There's just
a real open floor plan.
There's just this path into their living room or whatever. And so there was this mountain lion in their living room. And I guess she like saw it and she's like, okay. And she just stood by it. Like it woke up when she came in and she just like did like low blinking at it. And then like closed her eyes and sent a pathway out of the house, like sent the mountain lion a psychic message of how to get out of the house.
Oh, right.
The but it went back to route. Sleep for like two more hours.
And she just
it's like,
there?
I gotta think. I gotta.
Yeah, they just. They, meditate was, on this. I need a nap. Yeah, they just let this mountain lion sleep.
Well,
in
what?
Their living room
I mean,
for 2 hours and then it left.
What would you do?
Hopefully the way
right. Well, after reading that, I would do that. Hypnotic although she recommended that that's not a good tactic unless
you're really good at it.
Yeah, unless you know how to do that.
Because I feel with the big cat, like any nuance of fear would immediately like frenzied it. So
oh,
she must
for
have
sure.
been like so.
Yeah, she got calm right away, which is awesome. No, I was impressed because, I mean, I would hope to keep my cool if I came home and there was a mountain lion behind my couch.
Yeah, big cats are scary.
Well, I mean, I always tell Tootie, if you were the size of the dogs, I'd have to make you leave because you're too wild.
No way. Like, that's one of the things, like, Meg reacted to Donner when she brought home, when we brought home Meadowlark, and she was like, this is a wild animal. It's just gonna, like,
scratch
it's just gonna
our little baby's face off.
Well, she thought murder, but.
No, you didn't.
I wasn't. I don't know. It was more just like, oh, this thing is so perfect. And then this thing is like so wild.
Are you talking about the cat is so perfect?
No, I'm talking about the baby perfect. And the cat is so
babies
like,
are a mess. What are you talking about?
I was hormoned up.
D-U-M-B.
What did that commenter call you?
Yeah. Pea brain.
Pea brain.
That was a real pea brain.
Did you feel like that about Safi when you brought her home?
No.
No, they just punted her into her crib.
Just like, kind of volley.
Could you put her to sleep?
You just
Donovan
roll
the cat.
Roll her down the hall.
He has the cigar in his mouth.
Laugh, Safi. Oh, you can't crawl yet? Well, just lay there till you can.
I'm going out after this. Oh, boy. Cats. Donovan, the man, once told me that cats are like some... Like, the ancient Egyptians were approached by cats, and that it wasn't, like, humans that sought out the domestication
no,
of
definitely.
Cats. It was, like, a mutual
yeah.
kind of, like,
symbiotic
understanding. And I always think about that because it's, like, a very, there's something going on in their pea brains.
Who has pea brains?
We all have pea brains,
okay.
apparently.
Everyone but MP.
Oh,
Do
you guys know what animal has the largest brain? Living animal?
Not a blue whale.
I think it's a sperm whale. That's what I read in a children's book last night.
Wow. All right. I believe that because blue whales seem a lot dumber than sperm whales. Sperm whales kill giant squid.
Exactly.
Is brain size correlated with intelligence?
Well, they don't really know much about the intelligence of sperm whales,
or
according
any.
To this children's book.
Nice. But I mean,
but,
blue
you know,
whales don't hunt.
That, you gotta but, use that like penis convention.
Well,
I'm
of the camp that hunters tend to be smarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So wait, what was that about?
Because
a penis
convention? You have
well,
to-
like larger penises tend to perform better, right?
Oh, like a larger brain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was
more clever than the way you put it.
Pea brains.
Pea Okay. So, but, you know, because if you're a hunter, you have to think about your prey's decision making.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
so
you
have to have theory of mind. Game. Yeah, you have to have theory of mind if you're a hunter. I know that's, you know, no offense to anyone who's opposed to hunting.
Grazers. No offense to grazers.
You're talking about, like, animals with eyes on the sides of their heads. I've always thought, like, that must look weird.
Yeah, to have
no
monocular vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think...
Double monocular
I think vision. You, like, kind of accommodate for it in the perception of your space. It's actually kind of useful.
Do you think you have, like, a 360 or... No, you just have
270.
But, like,
I think you got
forward and backward.
Well, I think you turn. Get a 270.
Yeah, like when you approach a goose, it'll like turn its head to the side and be like, are you going to eat me? Okay, all right.
God, geese are so nightmarish.
I've been bitten by a goose.
Did it hurt?
I was young and I remember not enjoying it.
It definitely is scary, but is it painful?
I think it can be like, give you a good,
got, like,
good old bruising.
Teeny tiny teeth, right?
So any
teeny,
ghost
tiny
cat
teeth.
Stuff, or we're done?
Oh, ghost cat?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, Eddie and I, okay, so my dream about Donovan was that the other night we weren't sleeping very well because the kids kept waking up, but I was in a state where I thought I was awake and I thought I was interacting with Eddie and I thought Donovan had come back after his final departure and I thought he was like, I sensed him on the bed. That was kind
That's
of like,
cool.
The, oh, he, this might be him saying goodbye. And then you had a dream about him too.
Yeah. I've had a couple dreams where he comes back and I'm just surprised. I'm like, there's no way you recovered from that, but you look normal. And skeptically just let him into my house and let him run
that's
around.
His ghost,
like, that's his thing,
his
like,
ghost is here,
he's like, I'm fine.
Well, RIP, really like
yeah,
Donovan.
He was a
yeah,
big majestic cat.
Yeah, really cool cat.
Top three for me. Top one, he was my favorite cat.
Yeah, he was like you as a cat.
Oh, that's
that
a compliment
very
to
nice.
Me.
Barrel chested.
Yeah, for
take,
sure.
Take that one to your grave.
Not soon. Not nearly as soon as the cat.
No.
I'll try my best. Think Tank Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes.
I wish we had sponsors to thank right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Friskies.
I bought some like Rachel Ray cat food.
Oh,
like
God.
Rachel Ray makes cat food.
Yeah, she does.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
None of the cats liked it.
Yeah, I bet
neither
they don't.
The cats.
What's the first? Next week we'll diagnose the ingredients
of
your cat food.
Are you tell a Rachel Ray joke?
thanks for listening. Email us, athenspublic@gmail.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, @AthensPublic, facebook.com/AthensPublic. I redesigned the athenspublic.com website.
Oh, nice.
So look at that.
I'll look
and
at
then,
it.
What else? Oh, yeah, they... There was like a short period where Apple rejected the Athens Public app because they said that it contained gambling. And they're like, we no longer let gambling apps exist. And then I was like, there's no gambling. And then they just quickly reinstated it. So that's like 14 hours of my life, but
good.
1 minute
14
of yours.
Seconds.
Thank you.
Well, I love that you took care of it.
Yeah, so you can get that. And you can get our latest episodes and more. We appreciate listening, and we'll see you next week.